We all survived another knockdown, drag-out campaign season. So now what? During my nearly two-month, 8,000-mile trip across the swing states of America, I talked with dozens of people, teachers and waitresses, gold miners and mechanics, veterans and small business owners. Like most Americans, they hold strong, oftentimes passionate political beliefs, but nearly all of them say compromise and cooperation should replace a legislative process rife with dysfunction. These folks don't expect elected officials to completely abandon their political principles, but they do recognize that solving the big challenges of the day, from shoring up entitlement programs to expanding the economy to healthcare policy, demand that lawmakers dull the sharper edges of their partisan swords in order to work together. Take Ann Perkins Parrott, for example. She owns a small, dusty used bookshop in the hip mountain town of Durango, Colorado. She's a proud gun-owning liberal from Beaumont, Texas, whose father was good friends with Lyndon Johnson. And although she believes in many progressive ideas, that healthcare is a human right and that the 1% need to pay a bit more in taxes, she also sees a need to seek more common political ground.
And if I only listen to one or the other of the ends of the spectrum, I'm not going to find out anything that's in the middle. And it's very important for people to meet in the middle. You can't meet at the ends unless you're like me and you occasionally go so far to the left that you meet the far right. I have guns. They have guns. We can talk about that. There's always some meeting ground somewhere.
Janesville, Wisconsin resident Ann Wanky is a self-described moderate Republican whose roots in town are about as deep as her political beliefs in small government, more defense spending, and lower taxes. But in this southern Wisconsin city, the home of former Republican vice presidential candidate Paul Ryan, Wanky has worked for decades with those who don't share her beliefs to do good in her community. She hopes those in Washington do the same.
My best friend in the world is a super left liberal. I mean, she's pro-abortion, I'm pro-life. She's very Democrat. We've worked together for 30-some years on projects in this town and love each other dearly. We used to be able to get across the aisle and get things done.
Kenneth Magard came to the United States from Mexico seeking a better life and more prosperous future for his family. A resident of Las Vegas for the past 20 years, he's seen both the boom times and the busts. Magard says he's not a political expert, but he does know one thing. When partisan posturing rules the day, things get worse.
But it's like anything else. If you look at history, when you get all the country together, we do things better. Right now, it's a lot of left and right, but we need to go forward with the same. Everybody wants to be okay, so I guess we need to work all together. That's what I think.
Americans want a political culture that puts pragmatism over politics. They hope that the fiery, take-no-prisoners rhetoric over the past 2 years can be extinguished by reasoned, thoughtful discussion, not unlike that which they have around the kitchen table. Negotiations on the so-called fiscal cliff start when the House and Senate return for a lame-duck session. Republicans and Democrats are already fine-tuning their positions ahead of that debate. Meanwhile, outside Washington, many elsewhere are looking for results. Resolving the budget crisis would be a good place to start, ushering in a new spirit of cooperation. The nation is watching. For Swing State Stories and WMUK, I'm Chris Killian.